Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hating Between Them. So, what will we be doing this evening? An array of things. We're going to have great guests, major fun, a little celebrity hub, and all things love, dance, and hate between them. Aren't you excited? I know I am. So much has happened. So much has been going on. You just completely have to just submerge yourself in productivity. EOTM last week hit the red carpet of the EZ Birthday Bash celebrity sighting slash, It was a fundraiser for the Red Cross as well as for some of the survivors in Japan. Our hearts and prayers go out to people in Japan for that catastrophic disaster. But it was a super great evening, so you guys have to definitely keep an eye out and tune in. They actually put a blooper video up on Facebook, so you get a chance and go to my page on Facebook and look up T'Angelo or the one T'Angelo. And also Carla B's page has a blooper video. In due time, it'll be up on YouTube as well as EOTM TV. So much love, much fun there. With a night full of guests as well, we're going to have choreographer, dancer, Denisha call in, one of the honorees for Baby Day. Baby Day for Dance Production, which is a celebration of dance, which will be April 30th here in Los Angeles. If you're in town, we'd love to have you come out. Also, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Sunny this evening as well, hails from St. Louis, another honoree for Baby Day, who's going to be on the show. And in case you're unaware, it is the end of the month where we discuss things politics with our boy Courtney Smith. He will definitely be calling in as well to update us on the things in the political world. You may or may not be aware, but I'm not that fond of politics, so I can't seem to keep up with it. But that's when my boy Courtney comes in, and he's going to give us the headlines and what's going on and keep us abreast on that. So I think we're going to be great. Also, we'll do a little bit of celebrity talk. You know, our girl Rihanna's out there, and the boy Chris Brown is doing his thing, our girl Jennifer Lopez, and a few others. So, you know, we'll kind of spotlight on them a little bit and see what they're getting into. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. We also want to discuss a few tea projects. You know, right now we don't have too much newness going on, really just trying to get the things that we have already in production kind of going. Baby Day is on there, I think, on its last 30 days. So that's, you know, winding to a close, and we're trying to pull that together. And just school and things and everything. So we just have to do what we do. So, yeah. Let's see here. We're actually, one matter of fact, just to kind of enlighten you, but before I do, you know what? We're going to take a quick little moment here, actually, because I know my girl Denisha is going to be here momentarily. I don't want to get caught up in any juicy celebrity buzz just yet, because then I'd have to interrupt it to talk to her, and then you guys will be hanging on a limb because you want to hear more about the Jews, but then you'll be falling in love with Denisha and won't care about the Jews. And let's just take a moment, and then we'll just definitely, you know, come back with it. Cool, you guys? So stick around. You are tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, and it'll be much fun. So stay tuned.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She giving hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dream. Trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We LOL back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for love, I confess. Something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like this. Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please.
I wouldn't wanna have it in my way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
It's better, switch up. Switch up. Switch up.
Guys, what's up? That was our groove right there, the Black Eyed Peas. And that was a great song, actually. If you guys get a chance, check out that music video. They actually shot that in Japan 1 week before the great disaster. So they kind of went ahead and dedicated that video to them. And it's kind of interesting because if you look at the video, it didn't just get shot in Japan, but it's actually like a homage to Japan because it was like full, and you got a chance to really see the nightlife of Japan. So great job. But anyway, you guys, let's go ahead and get into this. My girl, Denisha, as I mentioned, is going to be on the show this evening. She's a wonderful young lady. She is the age of 24 years old, hails from Mineral Valley, and we've actually worked together, so she had a chance to see the crazy world of T'Angelo. Her motto, actually, that she kind of repeats to herself is, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it is, I will finish. She's determined to finish her schooling. She's also raising her wonderful 2-year-old son, who I've had the chance to hang out with. He is great as well. Her pride and joy, as she says. Her main goal is to open up her own dance studio. I won't say the name of the studio out loud on the air, so you have to try to jack her for her excellent name. But she is working towards opening her own dance studio. She believes that through dance, not only kids but adults as well can learn more than just moving your feet side to side, but build self-confidence, build self-esteem, ambition, integrity, loyalty, and unity is what all dance can offer one. And the love that she has for it is just awesome, that she also has for her younger peers, as she also works in the school district. So I will leave you with this. She quotes, that her journey has been with God, who puts her on slight tests. But with him on her side, she can do all things through Christ, who strengthens her, Philippians 4:13. So without further ado, ladies and gents, I would like to introduce you to Denisha. Oh, here she comes now. Look at her. Oh, the people love you, Denisha. Wave at the people. Oh, no, no, autographs. It's Denisha. It's all about Denisha. No. Oh, and you look awesome, young lady. I love the red carpet. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm
How
good.
Are you?
You?
I'm great. You're here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Can you handle it?
I know. Finally.
I know, right? We're a long time coming. So, well, first of all, let me say thank you for coming on to Love, Dance, Hate Between Them. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything for you, T.
Oh, stop it. So, what have you been up to? What's going on with Denisha? What's going on?
Nothing. Working hard, raising my baby, still dancing a little bit.
Keep dancing in there. Definitely have to keep the dance in there. Well, congratulations on your being honored at Baby Day this year, 2011.
Thank you. It was a shock to me. Never been honored, friends. I'm always the one nominating others to be honored.
So, okay, we're being honored. So, you're being honored. Have you even heard of how they're going to honor you at this event?
I haven't heard, not really. I just know I'm an honoree. That's about it.
Okay, so I'll give you a little insight. I'm see if you can stomach what I'm going to tell you. They have hired dance teams to see your work and your movement, and the information that you have presented to Baby Day has been given to a dance team who doesn't know you and you do not know them. You won't meet them until they're on stage, in which they're going to honor you with a dance piece that they have put together from looks of your works.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so when it's your turn to be honored, you might recognize the movement, you might recognize the choreography, you might recognize the style, because they're going to pretty much embody you on stage.
Oh, okay.
Can you handle it? What are you thinking now?
I'm still shocked because I've never been an honoree for anything. I'm always the student, and for them to be honoring me, that's big.
I would say it definitely is an awesome honor, if you will. And I think that, you know, you have been working with the youth and the community for quite some time. And I'll just let the listeners know, I actually helped open a dance and start a dance company a few years back, for which Denisha was one of the choreographers and teachers and dancers of the team. And we went off to do a lot of great things, a lot of first place trophies, a lot of good shows, a lot of costumes. I mean, yeah, so with all that being said, where does dance come from for you? Where does dance come out of your soul? How does that work?
From my heart. Like, that's all I think about from when I was little. They always tell me when I was a baby, as long as I heard something, a beat of something, I'd move my feet or move my hands. It's just in my blood. It runs through my body. I don't think there's a day where I don't think about dancing.
I understand all too well. You know my motto, dance as though no one is watching.
Right.
So, now we talked about, and when I introduced you about you want to open your own dance studio, where does that come from? What makes you want to have your own studio versus all the things you can do with dance? Why that one?
I just love working with kids. So I just want to give them what I love to do. And that's dancing. Mm-hmm. So if I could teach someone to do what I love to do, that would be great. To show them,
now,
like, you don't have to be out on the street. You can dance. Just dance. It takes you from other things.
Now, what is your most popular genre?
Jazz.
Okay. And your second phase?
And the second is hip-hop. Jazz, I love it.
And what about jazz gives you pleasure?
Just the sassiness that you could get through it. I guess it's the same with hip-hop, because it's just the attitude that you can have with them. You know, you don't have to be all serious about it. Show your little sassy side of you.
So when we did, also listeners, about back in October, Denisha worked with me, and we did Chancellor's rendition of One Night Only by the Dreamgirls. So for you, that placed you right at home, and you were quite comfortable in that character then, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was. That was like musical theater, so I could have become a whole different person in that.
Super cool. Well, rumor has it that, just so you know, the DVD of that footage was mailed to me like last week, and it hasn't gotten to me yet, so I've been waiting and with major anticipation. So you can keep an eye out online, because I will be posting it as soon as I get my hands on it.
Okay, I'm ready to see it too. I haven't seen it yet.
Nor I. Okay, so how long have you been dancing?
Since I was 10, so what's that, 14 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Has your family been supportive in this endeavor?
Very supportive. They've always come to my shows, always at my competitions, when I used to compete, always there. And now I even have my son. Whenever we have a, whenever we have a rehearsal, he's right there.
Yes, I'm sure right Derek might remember that more than I do.
It's always I have my nieces dancing. That's how. All of them.
That's beautiful. So what is another, like, I know having a studio is kind of one of your goals. What else would you like to do with dance?
You know what? I haven't really thought about that. All my mind was set on is opening that studio.
Okay. That's awesome. Now, with some of the things that you've done so far, what would you say has been, outside of Baby Day, what would you say has been one of your biggest accomplishments?
You mean outside of dancing or in dancing? My biggest
accomplishment? With dance.
Was doing that show with you in October. That was for breast cancer, and I think that was really big.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. We'll have to make sure Jamie gets her accolades for that. Yes, and then also she's doing another show May 7th.
Okay.
A spring concert. Okay. That's when I was talking to you about I had to find the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of found it, but not really. I don't know why it's not online. Apparently, on the internet, it wasn't released in this country, so I've had a difficult time getting it. And I don't know how to find internet in another country, so I'm working on it.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. Super cool. That's awesome. So now, with having to balance personal life, motherhood and dancing, how would you say you overcome that struggle or that juggling act that one has to do?
I don't know, because like I said, he's always there, so he's just in the mix. It's not like I don't have to balance it out, because whenever I'm dancing, he's there, so whenever he needs me, I'm there. Whenever I'm dancing, he's there. He's always at rehearsals. It's not really a struggle for me.
They all live together.
Right. It's all in one package.
That's awesome. And then two more questions. For a person who's looking to get into dance, into this field, what would be something that you would, information that you can give them, or some advice that you could give them?
Come with an open mind. Whenever you hear the word no, don't give up. Don't let that discourage you for anything. Just keep going. Don't let nobody stop your dream.
Okay. And is there any type of model that you keep for yourself? I mean, I mentioned the one online in your intro about no matter how long it takes, you're going to finish. Is there anything else that you keep with you?
Just that, and then my favorite Bible verse is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's all. That's all that matters. That's like right there. That says everything.
That is awesome. And then lastly, I'll say, who is maybe inspiration to you, or a motivational person in your life, or that you kind of look up to?
I would say my mother and my son.
Mm-hmm.
I look up to, my motivation is my son. He keeps me going. He gives me something to work for so he can have a better life. And I look up to my mother because she's very strong.
Yeah.
She's always there to help out. And no matter what it is, she's just there.
That's awesome. I've arm wrestled her once and I lost. So, yeah, her strength is. And, that's wonderful. Well, Denisha, it's been awesome having you on Love Dance Tape Between Us this evening. I do want to thank you again for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. No problem. And then you guys, if you happen to want to meet and see Denisha, she will be at Baby Day, Celebration of Dance, April 30th, here in Los Angeles at Santee High School. Well, until next time, love.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, you guys, if you're just now tuning in, this is your boy, T'Angelo, with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And as the month has come to a close, it is about that time that we get into things political. I usually don't get very comfortable in this world, but the world of politics, I'll say. But I do understand that I have to know what's going on in the world. So, therefore, I hire in. That's where we meet Courtney Smith. He happens to be completely encompassed in the world of politics, so let's have him share a little light on said topic. Good evening, Courtney. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, T'Angelo. How are you?
I'm great. You sound so serious. I guess that's how politics are sometimes, huh? Suits and jackets and ties and whatnot.
Well, sometimes they break loose.
And that's where Lady Gaga comes in. So, what's going on, my friend? Well, first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Good.
And yourself?
Good. Oh, I'm great. I'm, you know, I live in California, and it was 91 degrees today. I couldn't be any better.
Well, I'm not.
I'm
no,
going
no,
to the beach tomorrow.
I'm not really happy about that. It was 41 degrees here in Nashville, Tennessee, but
I saw that. I saw that. But they said the sun was beautifully beaming through.
Well, not with some of that rain that came through later in the afternoon.
Well, I'll just lay on the beach and I'll lay on the beach a little bit for you as well.
Jealousy.
Yeah, it's an ugly creature. So, share with me, what are we discussing this evening?
Well, let's start with the war in Libya. The war in Libya, the United States has ended their participation in the war in Libya. They moved back as to more of a supportive role and let NATO move forward as the forefront to take over the war. Senator Dianne Feinstein thinks that that's the best possible way to go when we already stressed in with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And President Obama did make a statement this past week saying that there will be no ground troops from the United States in Libya. But the ultimate goal is to remove Gaddafi from power, which will make the world a better place and a safer place in the long run. Go ahead.
Now, okay, how does this affect us, the American people?
That's one of the main questions that Congress, as the War Commission today, the Presidential War Commission today, saying, well, how does this affect America? What benefits does this have on American for America? And really, there is none. It's basically the reason why we went to war is based on our treaties with NATO and Great Britain and France. So that's why we went to war. I don't want to call it war. We did a military action against Libya because of treaties that we had. We haven't officially went to war with Libya because in order to declare war, Congress has to declare war. The president can't declare war without approval of Congress. And that was a big discussion today on Capitol Hill as well.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
But
okay.
The United States took a back seat to it.
Wow.
So NATO
well,
will take full force and keep it a no-fly zone intact. A no-fly zone means that no planes can fly in or around Libya. They can't deliver medical supplies. It's basically to pressure the leader to step down using basically a blockade, an air blockade.
So with all those details, is there anything in particular I need to know just to keep my day going? I need to vote on anything? Should I be looking out for some taxes or something?
I would probably say from that, the most thing I would probably keep day-to-day is that the United States has taken a back seat in the campaign against Lula.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Keep an eye out for Libya.
The next thing is the 2012 presidential race. There has been speculation that Donald Trump will run for president in 2012. That's a speculation.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. Do you believe it?
That's speculation. I think that he will. I don't think he will run. I think it's just speculation. Just formulating polls and things like that, just to see who could beat President Obama. But I don't think Donald Trump will run for president. That's not something he's talked about in the past, but I don't think that's his main ambition to be president.
What is your opinion on him running as president?
My opinion on Donald Trump running for president, I don't think we need a TV show host and a businessman to run the country at this time and this stage in the game. I think we need more of somebody solid, somebody with a foundation and leadership and things like that. I don't think we need somebody who's become commercialized and somebody who has had business problems in the past. So I don't think Donald Trump would be a prime candidate for me to vote for if he was to run in 2012.
Yeah, I think he would make us a joke.
With his money, he might be able to solve our budget problems right now with the national debt and things like that.
I and you just T-Bow. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. If I ever do make a bedrock, mommy on fire. Red hot, bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide, as I step in the room, I'm a hustler, baby. But that you knew, and tonight is just me and you.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood, misknowing.
What's going on? Excuse me. All right, you guys. Well, we are back here with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. I'm your boy, T'Angelo, with EOTM Radio, having a great time. We just had a little technical issue with our boy, Courtney Smith, but everything goes as we have planned. We'll speak with him again soon. So nonetheless, moving on to the next item on our agenda for this evening, we have another honoree who is being honored at Baby Day Celebration of Dance 2011, who hails from St. Louis. It's actually 2 hours difference there, so I want to thank him so much for taking the time. He is a wonderful choreographer and dancer himself, and we want to welcome Sonny to the show. Sonny, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well, thanks, man. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Doing fine. I've been enjoying your show. First time I've tuned into it, I find it very informative, very entertaining. So I think I'm going to have a regular. You have a regular listener now.
Oh, well, that's what's up. Well, thank you so much. I'm blushing. Well, I'm darker, but if I could blush, I would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you again for tuning in. So, the world of dance, you are being honored at Baby Day, so you must have done something right, of course, your 10 years.
I must have tripped and fell the right way, and somebody said, wow, that was a great routine. Can you do it again? But I really appreciate that. It came as a very pleasant surprise because my experience in dance is very unique. Growing up as a kid, I loved to dance. I mean, I was a runner. I ran everywhere I went. I swam. I danced. I was too small to do much of anything else when I was a kid. I was a little bitty thing, too small for football. But one thing I could do, I had some pretty. I was light on my feet.
Okay.
I enjoyed just having fun, dancing, running, things of that nature. But dance didn't take because the neighborhood I grew up in St. Louis was the poor neighborhood, and
okay.
We didn't have the opportunities that a lot of the kids. As a matter of fact, the world of dance, as we know it now, with the ballet, the dance, the tap classes, the competition, didn't exist in my world. We were kids. You ever see the Little Rascals? Not the Little Rascals where they do the little Broadway shows, but the Little Rascals where they're pushing go-karts up and down the street. That
right.
was my world.
You had to be innovative.
Oh, yes. We built our own toys from stilts to walking on cans, the whole gamut. So dance was something like something we did just to goof off or to have fun. We didn't know that there was something more to it. And it actually came to me later in life, actually when I went to college.
Okay.
And while I was in college, I don't know what somebody saw in me as it relates to music and dance. My sister said, hey, look, if you want to keep your grade point average up, why don't you take this music and dance class? And I said, well, I'm not a singer, nor am I a dancer. I mean, I go to dances and stuff, but I'm not a dancer. I thought some instructors thought a little different. So I ended up studying music. I ended up studying dance in college. The dance I got was under Richard Martin, who is the grandnephew of Josephine Baker.
Unfortunately, he
passed on a couple of years ago. So I studied jazz and tap under Richard Martin, and apparently some kids thought I was pretty good doing something. I know it couldn't have been the dance. I must have been doing something, right? But it was a dance troupe, and they thought I would make a great, great manager for their dance group. And they talked into working with them one summer, and they turned out to be probably the top dance group in the St. Louis area. And one thing led to another. I started getting other kids coming to me. Before you know it, I went from four dancers to close to 100-plus dancers in the program. And then other artists started coming on board as well. So it just accelerated, and we were just dancing all over the city of St. Louis initially. And I started putting tours together for these kids, taking them to New York, take them to Washington, D.C., and somehow we, along the way, one of the young kids in our program decided he's going to go to California to visit his cousin, and while he was there, he bumped into MC Hammer, and that's when dance for me took a whole different direction. So I really became more so of a dance manager. If such thing like that exists, and I started actually training dancers and training
for which part of the training were you offering?
Well, again, like I said, say it again.
I said, you mean like the technique itself, like the technical aspect of it?
Right. Well, you know, in St. Louis at that time, and before I came out to California, hip-hop dance was not that well received, not popular in a lot of the dance studios. They were still into the jazz, ballet, the competitions and things of that nature, the gymnastics. And oftentimes they found out, I created an organization called WBMS for Kids, a performing arts academy without walls, and we specialized in hip-hop dance. So I would help coordinate and put together pieces, hip hop, bounced on, you know, what I saw, learned, and some of the dance instructors would send their kids to our hip hop program, you know, to learn hip hop dance, and slowly it was incorporated into their curriculum. When they would do programs and they wanted to feature different styles of dance, they would often call me to bring some of the young dancers from the community, inner city kids, to their dance academies to demonstrate hip-hop dance. Well, again, like I said, is MC Hammer was probably very key in helping me to develop a lot of these young dancers.
Mm-hmm.
He adopted a couple of young dancers that I work with and put them on his tour. And seemed like every time he needed another dancer or some help or some support somewhere, I would get a call. And I guess our troop was the MC Hammer troop. And I was sending another dancer out to him. And before you know it, the dancers started linking with other artists while they were out there. So, again, I stayed busy managing, coordinating their careers, getting them out to California, out to Vegas, out to New York, wherever they needed to be. Again, like I said, it was quite a different approach to dance. I wanted to, but, of course, the knees wouldn't let me do what I really wanted to do. So they say those who can't teach.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself doing that. But by the time I woke up from this adventure, I found out that I had over 25 choreographers and or dancers that were involved in major projects around the world that came out of my program.
Wow.
And it was amazing when I was sitting down and making up my list. I said that, wow, I forgot about this person. This person, and I would say it when I turned on MTV, BET, or any of the award shows, or a lot of music videos. I said, wow, well, hey, there's Ro. Hey, there's John. Hey, there's Kim, you know. I would see kids, and I have stacks of DVDs here at my home because a lot of times before they go on one of the award shows behind the scenes of video, they'd call me and say, hey, make sure you take that for me. So I didn't realize I started looking. Wait a minute, I got stacks of DVDs of these kids. So, again, my experience has been very unique, my love for dance, and in particular, you know, hip-hop, because that was kind of like the only dance that was offered to a lot of inner-city kids. That's the only style or type of dance that they know. And not only, you know, the crashing, the break dancing, because we had poppers, we had wavers, we had dances of that stature in our community. But one thing our St. Louis dancers brought, and one thing that I taught them, that you can dance on your feet.
Okay.
I taught them that you could dance on your feet. It was great. It was spectacular to see some of the acrobatics incorporated in hip-hop and crashing and breakdancing, but all the kids couldn't do that. You know, all the kids physically couldn't do that. So I taught them to dance on their feet, how to use their feet, how to use their body language, their hands. That's something like jazz or ballet, but the hip-hop sounds. So, again, apparently it's a blessing, you know, to work with such talent, young kids, which led me to work with talented young artists.
Mm-hmm.
But then all that feed was always through the dance.
Wow. And so with all that you've accomplished so far, I mean, it clearly seems as though you didn't expect to do what all you did. Do you still, you know, manage dancers today?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I do. A young man named Roland Roro. He's a very
Roro? Yeah.
Right. As a matter of fact, I was in a rehearsal with some young artists. I do artist development work with young artists coming out of not only St. Louis, a couple other areas. But
okay.
I'm in a rehearsal with a group, and Roro calls me and says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, guess what? I have a new group that I'm putting together, man, and I'm going to need a choreographer for them." And he said, "Well, I'm on my way over." I said, "What do you mean you're on your way over?" He said, "I'm in St. Louis." He said, I said, "You're in St. Louis?" He said, "Yeah, I just got back from Europe." Because he's ranked as one of the top choreographers in the world. So he was in Europe doing workshops for Who Got Skills.
Oh, okay.
So, again, like I said, so it's pleasant surprises like that. And then, of course, a young man who dances for Chris Brown. He did B2K. He did, this is Roland, but also Z-Star, who's down in Atlanta right now. The
mm-hmm.
list just goes on. I don't even want to mention a lot of
yeah,
names
I'm gonna
because
say,
I would forget.
I'm aware of your resume, so I could, yeah, the names, especially I've actually taken class with Roro before, and I've seen him in action, and he's quite the choreographer and quite a creative mind to visualize what he sees in his head and to put it on bodies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, he's remarkable, and I found a lot of young people, some of the young ladies that I work with are likewise. So I found myself having so many young choreographers and dancers around, I didn't have to teach, but I had to manage the what they taught and who they taught and made sure they got to where they needed to be and made sure the dancers got to where they had to be and made sure there was always a community outreach component. Make sure there was always room for kids who saw that and liked the idea that, hey, maybe I can do that. The kids that thought they wanted to do it and the kids that really wanted to do it, just give them all the opportunity to experience dance. It's a very, that art is such a, releases the spirit. You can't, I mean, it's just really something in my life that I didn't realize at the time. It kept me a free spirit.
Right. And then
so,
I will ask, if a person is currently in St. Louis and want to become involved with what you're doing, is there somewhere online they can locate your company?
Right now we're undergoing some changes because right now I'm I actually stopped doing a lot of touring and took up a position in the St. Louis public school system. Came back to St. Louis because I was in L.A. for a while and in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I stayed on the East Coast for a short time, too. But I came back to St. Louis and I started teaching. As a matter of fact, I was a music teacher in the St. Louis area for a while and then was teaching at the Visual and Performing Arts Academy for a couple of years. But now I work with special education kids. But I have an after-school program. Whereas I'm a community outreach director for the Demetrius Johnson Charitable Foundation, which is an unbelievable foundation here in St. Louis, founded by ex-Detroit Lion, Demetrius Johnson. And we have a beautiful center, and the kids come to the center. We work with them not only in music and dance, but also in academics. So they can reach us through the Demetrius Johnson Charitable Foundation in St. Louis, Missouri. They can go to djgiveback.com.
Okay.
And
they can
locate us here in St. Louis.
That was DJ?
djgiveback.com. And they go to that site, and they can reach me through that site, either email or call our office. But, again, like I still do work with artists and dancers outside of the St. Louis area. All times I'll get calls even to go out on a tour to work with, some of the celebrities, what have you, in some of their endeavors. I would always keep my roots based in dance. That's where I got it from. As a matter of fact, there was a play, Friends and Lovers, through I'm Ready Productions out of Houston, Texas. And I was blessed with the producers allowed me to bring some young people out and perform in that major play featuring Leon and all of that ilk to dance on stage with them in one of their scenes. So there are a lot of opportunities for dancers. Again, it's been just a total blessing, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, that's awesome. I wanted to say thank you myself. I wish I had met you in my younger days. I could have used all this great advice and all this good help that you offered. I know for all the dancers, that is awesome, because as a dancer, it is hard to locate, you know, the networks and the tools that you need to be successful in dance. That's really immaculate. Well, I also want to say congratulations to your being honored at Baby Death, or to meeting you once you – are you actually attending the event, yes?
Right, I will be in Los Angeles for the event the last week in April. Looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Again, I will definitely be in attendance. I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate. I'm just a total blessing, and I gotta say, Miss Daisy Tate, would give me a call, and everybody whoever nominated me and the support is truly a blessing. And again, like I said, is I appreciate that. And again, it's wonderful, you know. It's a pleasant surprise.
Right.
I'm kind of enjoying it now. I get a vacation.
Right. Well, that's awesome. We definitely want you to come to the show, sit back and relax, and just enjoy it. Well, Sunny, I want to say thank you again for visiting us here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Us.
Oh,
and until next time, you have a good night.
Well, I'll be listening to you now because, like I said, I've enjoyed your show, so I'll be keeping in tune with you from now on. I always like to I'll listen to the radio more than I watch TV.
Myself included. That's awesome. We're always here Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Okay, then. Well, that's great, then. I'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, you guys. It has been a wonderful ride thus far. And so we have just had two honorees of Baby Day on the show. Super exciting. They're both in awe, almost speechless at their nominations or just the fact of being honored as a whole. And it is completely breathtaking and, you know, taken back as a dancer. You just simply do what you do for the passion and love of it. And that can tend to go unnoticed at times. But nonetheless, we had a little glitch just a moment ago with Courtney Smith, and I wanted to finish being informed about all things politics. So I have my buddy back now. Courtney, are we back? Are we back online now?
We are.
Wonderful. It was me. It was totally me. It wasn't you. You're perfect in design. I have flaws of many. Thank you so much for hanging out with such a wretched person like me. You're super cool.
You're so crazy. But just the final point I wanted to talk about was the budget. The Congress passed a continuous resolution to keep the government going. But if they don't come up with a budget plan in the next 14 days, you could see the government shut down. Services that will not be interrupted if the government shut down is emergency services, the FBI, CIA, the TSA, things like that will not shut down, and Social Security checks will still go out if the government shuts down. But Congress staff, White House staff, and things like that will cease to work because they won't be able to be paid into budget to the Congress and the President comes to agreement on budget. The main holdup on the budget is there's $33 billion of money that the Congress wants set aside for debt reduction. The President wants to use it for certain social programs, but and that's what they're trying to work out. The Democrats and Republicans are going head and head, back and forth on the budget, where the new Republican Congress came in on the idea that that they would balance the budget and decrease the deficit. So that's where the contention for the government is right now. The government did almost shut down in 1996 when President Clinton and the Republican Congress were debating budgetary problems, but we came through that okay. I don't think that the federal government's going to shut down. I think they will come to a great compromise to both do a debt reduction and spend the money on some social programs. You won't get all the social programs, but
you'll get some
of them, correct.
Okay. Now, I recall you, I think, last month discussing this whole budget issue, so it seems like it hasn't really come to a close just yet.
It still hasn't come to a close, but we're in a fiscal year, actually, for the federal government. So technically, we're operating without a budget, so it's kind of like operating on a credit card, sort of, but they're trying to...
You said they have until when to get this whole situation
worked
out?
They have 14 days.
14 days, okay. Does that change our taxes or anything like that, or are we going to be okay on taxes?
They haven't discussed taxes as of yet. But speaking of taxes, did you know that GE, General Electric, did not pay any taxes last year?
No, I didn't know how they pulled that off.
Their GE proper or GE Capital lost $32 billion last year, but their offshore holdings, including some subsidiaries of them within the United States, made over $14.2 billion. But they're offshore companies, so they don't get taxed. They don't get taxed at the American tax rate. Only General Electric Capital is the only one that gets taxed at the American rate because that's an American company.
Well, my belief is that these big-time companies kind of do what the hell they want to do anyway, so I guess that's why I don't have an opinion on things like that. But thank you for sharing. So in other news, really quickly before I let you go, as I know it's getting late on your end of the country, so you guys were talking about vacationing and goal setting and, you know, living life to the fullest. And so it just so happens that Courtney and myself happen to share a birthday. And so we're going to New York, correct? We voted on that?
Correct. We're going to New York. We're going to have a blast.
Okay. So I'm excited because I haven't been to New York yet. I should do a show live from New York. I think I'm going to have to do a show live from New York. Vanessa, can I do a show from New York? She's waving her hands in the air saying I can do a show. Super cool. So we'll be doing a show live from New York. Maybe we should be like on, like, where are we going? I haven't been there yet. Like, what's the park call? What's the big park we're going to go to?
Central Park.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have to do something there. Uber
Times
Fisher.
Square.
It's going to be great.
Central Park's really nice in summer. If you ever, since we're going in the summer, it's really nice. You'll love it. People play music. People paint. It's a really nice park in the summertime.
It sounds like Venice Beach without the water.
Exactly, but it's huge. It's a huge part of Manhattan. New York's gonna be fun this summer. So
wonderful. What is your favorite part? What would be your favorite part of going to New York?
I'll probably say my favorite part of going to New York would probably be riding the train back to Jersey. New York is a little bit too congested for me, but the nightlife is like no other in the United States. I mean, outside of Vegas, the nightlife is just like Vegas. I mean, it's up all night.
Well, I'm actually going to have to talk to my girl, Carla B, because if I'm in New York, I'm sure there's a red carpet somewhere that I could get on. That might be my favorite part. I mean, I've just been doing them lately, and so I must admit that I'm enjoying doing the whole red carpet thing. So, yeah, that's what it might be. But I ain't been there, so I can't, you know, say how the nightlife has been. Because, you know, I don't know if you know, Courtney, but I get down with my nightlife. Boy, I'll be up in there like, oh. Well,
I've partied in L.A. plenty of times with you. Don't forget.
Well, I know, but you may not be ready. You may not be ready. Cause, see, L.A. is where I live. I can't play like I want to play. But,
Yeah, we'll party like rock stars.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I actually motivated Rihanna to write that song. So, yeah.
So
well, Courtney, thank you so much, buddy, for calling in and letting us know about the budget and Libya and GE getting off on taxes. Can I sue them and get some money out of that situation at all?
No lawsuits.
Well, I mean, I've been paying them regularly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they cut out on cash, I think we should, the people should, you know. But anyhow, I guess, again, they don't get what I think.
Yeah.
Well, with all that being said and done, what time is it? You're at 11:30. So you should be going to bed now? Yeah, no?
Yeah, I am about to go to bed.
Wonderful. Well, good night to you, kind sir.
Have a good night.
To you as well. Thank you. So you guys definitely stick around as we are going to have a finish out this evening as we digress into a close here. But we definitely have to look into things celebrity hub, see what's going on in our wonderful entertainers who keep our lives so exciting by vicariously living through them. So without further ado, hang out, hang on, because here we go. We'll be back after this, you guys.
Say no more, get on the floor. moving strong. We got it going on.
Shows, music, hip-hop entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
Here with Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. So, Celebrity Hub, let's discuss. We just finished listening to Jennifer Lopez on the floor, and I'll have to say, it's been a minute since she's put out a new album, or even a single for that matter, and that's a hot track. Her group of people definitely are riding high on her time here on American Idol. She actually premiered on a video on American Idol. Let's see here, riding high on her top 10 debut this week on the Hot 100 charts. She came in at number 9. Jennifer Lopez premiered her new video on the floor during an episode of the March 3rd episode of American Idol. And she debuted it roughly around 9:50. And it was pretty interesting because they revealed it minutes before the episode's wild card of elimination results came up. And it was just pretty much, you know, a great time to debut the song, considering, you know, it came out right before that big moment. And indeed, the singer is now 41 years old with this toned body on display. I mean, she's shaking it and giving you all that she has in the video with her dance skills and things of that nature. So you know how she does. It's pretty awesome. If you guys get a chance, definitely check out the music video. I did. And it was fun. I would have liked to have seen a choreographic piece, but, you know, that's how we do. That's how we do. Let's see. Okay, so that was Jennifer. I was gonna say, just check out the song, definitely on the floor, featuring Pitbull. It's a great look, whatever, right there. Her album actually came out on April 19th, entitled Love with a question mark, and it's the first album that she has put out since 2003. Is that correct? 2003? Has it been that long? Well, I definitely enjoyed her artistry, so if you guys enjoyed, definitely keep an eye out. But in other news, Miss Mariah Carey's husband revealed the due date of the birth of the twins. It's interesting putting it in the news. They never really say Nick Cannon at first. They never say Nick Cannon did this and Cannon did that. But Mariah Carey's husband revealed the due date. Like Nick Cannon's name doesn't exist. Well, that just shows you whose name has more weight and who people are clicking on online, doesn't it? Oh, that's how we do it sometimes. Nonetheless, Mariah Carey, the American singer who was pregnant with twins, is due to give birth on May 14, 2011, according to her husband, Nick Cannon, who spoke to the Los Angeles Times. The 41-year-old was hospitalized at the weekend with she was having contractions, but she is now resting at home and things are going well. The actor, comedian Cannon, said he has he panicked over the possible early arrival of the babies, saying they're calling it a scare, but really it was just nerve-wracking. He said, we were at the hospital from 4 a.m. until I don't even know when. The thing with the twins is that you want them in their natural incubator as long as possible. They might be ready to come out, but we need them to stay in for a little while longer. Cannon added that his wife is super ready for the birth of the confirmed children, due date of May 14th. And he also joked about the baby birth giving that the couple have been receiving, saying, we got so much stuff. There's all these little giant stuffed animals. It looks like Noah's Ark up in here. So that's just what happens when people know two children are coming. You get like twice the gifts and things. it's pretty interesting because I know when my baby sister got married, she actually had a trough load of wedding gifts. She was just like, we have to get a new place just to fit all the stuff we got. Makes you want to get married to have a kid, huh? Nonetheless, Mariah Carey has been keeping fans updated on the progress of her pregnancy via Twitter. So if you happen to have a Twitter account, you know, you can definitely check her out. She tweeted about her hospital trip earlier in the week saying that they almost came on the 27th. Happy anniversary indeed. We have a few more weeks to go, but wow. So I want to say good luck and best to Mariah Carey and her hubby as they're having their first set of children. That has to be major exciting. And then, what you call it? In other news, we do have our boy Chris Brown once again in the news. Last week we were going to discuss his outbreak at Good Morning America. I'm not sure if you guys got a chance to see that interview, but I could see where his irritation came from. I completely understood that. But as some people have said, you know, you kind of pull that together. I think he'd have an outbreak and a big old outburst Good Morning America wasn't probably the worst part about it. It was the fact that he broke the windows where the people get involved. If he hadn't broke the window, we probably would have had a chance to kind of cover this up. Well, with that being done, his publicist later on, you know, quit working with him. Now, people are saying that, you know, she quit working with him because of his outbreak. And then also I saw his outbreak because of his lash out, we should say. But I also read that she said that his contract with her had ran out. She was just on his team to get the Fame album out and about. And once it was done, she was due to relinquish her services with him. Isn't it interesting how her services were relinquished the same week, almost a day after his big lash out? I don't know. I mean, Chris, I am totally on Chris's side here. I mean, I do understand that he's ready to be over the situation at hand, but this is kind of the worst way to go about it. You know, you can't try to get over about a situation without about a situation, but I'm sure he knows that. And womp, 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 womp. I was reading a lot of stuff online about that, and people are harsh. Ugh, I don't know what is going on with that. We just have to kind of watch out because people be saying any kind of thing, and you kind of want to remember, you guys, that people have feelings. So, following behind Mr. Brown, of course, I have to kind of discuss his ex-home girl, Rihanna. Yes, Rihanna is on the cover of Rolling Stone. It's a cute cover, I think, pushing pornographic. Well, not really porn, but I guess it's what people are doing these days. But her cheeks are out in these Daisy Duke like shorts she has with the red hair, and they're questioning if the pop star has spoken too much and revealed maybe too much information. It says pop star Rihanna on the cover of the April issue of Rolling Stone magazine, and in the interview, she details her sexual desires. Some of the things that she said in the magazine, quoted, "Being submissive in the bedroom is really fun," she says. "You get to be a little lady, to have somebody be macho and in charge of your I'm not going to say that word. She said, "That's fun to me. I like to be spanked. Being tied up is fun. I like to keep it spontaneous. Sometimes whips and chains can be overly planned. You got to stop. Get the whip from the drawer downstairs. I'd rather have him use his hands. I mean, I think I'm a bit, what's this word? All right. We'll move past that part so you have to read that on your own so you get the article." But she also goes on to say, "I love feeling like I'm somebody's girl. I think it is a companion in people who witness abuse in their childhood who enjoy this type of pleasure." I don't know. I mean, the article goes on to say some more and some more. I'll also just read this. She says, "That is my decision," she says. "It doesn't mean we're, so Chris Brown juice. I'm sorry, I want to skip past the Chris Brown juice. They were talking about recently that she's going to let up on the restraining order. She's going to reduce the restraining order against Chris Brown. And she said it was her decision that she did this. It doesn't mean they're going to make up or even talk again. It just means that she didn't want to object to the judge's, you know, request or suggestion. She said that we don't ever have to talk again in life. I just want to make it more, I don't want to make it any more difficult for him professionally. What he did was a personal thing. It had nothing to do with his career. Saying he has to
be 100 feet away from me. He can't perform at award shows, and that definitely made it difficult for him. So is Rihanna revealing too much in the interview? Has she said too much? I don't know. I mean, the interview, I don't think, said anything more than her single did. If you guys get a chance to check out S&M, Sticks and Stones, have you guys checked it out yet? You not yet? Okay, well, stay tuned, because we'll be playing it here also on the show. So that'll be great there. But I think, to my understanding here, my girl Mocha Dita has called in. She's so super cute. She's so mad fun. Let's see if we can get Mocha D on the line and see what's on her mind for this evening. Who knows what goes on in the world of Mocha D's? I think she's just as disconnected from the planet Earth as I am. I'm not sure if she's from Krypton or not, but we'll find out here momentarily. So, Mocha Doll, are you on the line?
Mocha D is in your house. You
hello,
are too. Oh my God, you're too much. I love you.
Have you been listening all night?
You know I've been on this line listening to you. I love you, man. I said I came as a show, but I'm still trying to, you know, my show on the third, man, and I'm still trying to do some stuff with the, you know how it go, you know. Oh, my God, you are the business, man. You are truly the business. I mean, I'm on the show. Hey, I'm on the show stealing ways and notes and stuff. No, I'm just playing.
You don't have to do that. I'm sure you can just call the radio show and they'll give you my format with all the secret juice.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I just wanted to, you know, I'm going to stay on the line until the end of your road, man. I'm going to be right here listening and learning and loving it. And I just really appreciate you, man, because even with, you know, your guests as far as the dancing, I know you got moves that'll make Michael Jackson sit back, kick back, and just say, wow. I mean, even in the dead. No, I'm just like, but yeah, man, I know that's your passion. You know what I mean? So that was very interesting. And I know you meant that sincerely from your heart of, you know, everything, saying that you would have liked in younger days to have someone, a mentor or something like that, you know, guest on your show, because I was really impressed with him. But he was really, that was really great, man. This is the first time I think I really listened to your, you know, show as far as that is concerned, the love of your life, that dancing. And that was really good, man. So I just want to
thank you. Yeah.
Huh?
And also thank you. And yes, Sonny is a great guy. From what I've heard, I haven't had a chance to meet him just yet. But some of what he said, I kind of knew a little bit. I've heard a little bit about what he's done with dance and dancers and for people. And it is. I mean, what he offered to dancers, and especially young dancers at such an age, when you're not in the know, is something that is just invaluable because, I mean, you're dancing and you're trying to get out there, you're trying to start your way, but there is no road. Like, there is no map to be a successful dancer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you go to all the auditions. It doesn't matter if you take all the best dance classes. That doesn't necessarily guarantee you, you know, success as a dancer. And so having that person, you know, support and back you, I mean, I want to be eight years younger and go meet him.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's just an honor to be part of your circle. You know, the EOTM family is the business. But what I want to ask you, and then I'm going to sit back and kick back and check out everything else, but I just want to ask you, man, because I want to be part of your dance crew. When are you going to put that together? Because, you know, you've got that whole concept. It's just on the back burner for a little longer because I know you're doing so much red carpet, lifestyle, love, everything. You know, you're busy. But when are you going to... What?
I was like, you know, Carla got me after like a $2 hooker, child. She be working me. No, just joke. I love it. I love it. I'm so joking. I love you, Carla. No. Don't take me off calendar. Don't take me off calendar.
Okay, look.
But,
listen,
that's your question.
Really, tell me.
Yeah, to answer your question, I'm asking, it's definitely in the works. It's not necessarily on hold so much. It's just that everything is in due time. It's a process. It's a couple of things I'm building up to. There's a few projects I have in the works. And with me currently being in school, I can't put a dance team together because I don't have time to go to rehearsals because now I'm reading like two different novels and I have to read short stories and I have math exams. So it's definitely coming.
And another thing that you have to, like, be interested in and keep a listen out for that I'm really excited to get into is when I start teaching dance classes. I'm going to be doing that as well. And one of the first classes I'm going to teach is when, by popular demand, like so many females have been asking me to do this, is the isolation class. And it's pretty much just isolation of body parts, preferably the pelvic area, and just help the ladies kind of learn to get the hip isolation just right. And also my boom cat. Of course, I hit my hardcore choreography, but a lot of people have been interested. A lot of ladies have been interested in my isolation class on learning how to do, like, the Sierra hip stuff that she does, or the, what's the other girl's name? Shakira. The Shakira chest roll. Like that. So things like that, you know, will be in that dance class. And so it's coming. It's definitely in due time. So you have to just kind of stick around. I'm in meetings about things. I'm talking to people. I'm networking. So it's all in the works.
You know, everybody got a name for their particular dance, and you're so good, and I know how you grab a little bit here, grab a little there, and you showed me a few little things, you know, when we was at Rilo's event, and give me a name on my checkout move right now. Give me a name of the dance. That, what you going to call your dance? I know I'm going to throw you for a minute. Come on now.
When you do a dance or whatever your it is, sometimes you can't name it. Sometimes it grows a life of itself and it names itself. And so when you're creating, it just says, this is my name. And so you say, okay.
We doing a D'Angelo. We doing a T.
I mean, who knows? You know, a lot of different things that I do dance-wise, some of them do get names, and it just comes in the moment while you're learning the choreography, while I'm creating it in the car while driving, while in the shower, you know, scrubbing down or something. It just comes to me. And
okay, D'Angelo, you know we almost overpopulated in this old heavy world, man. You finna make some folks have some babies now if you don't knock it off. Talking about this thrusting at the hip and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm gonna teach that to that Trey song. The neighbors know my name. The neighbors know my name. Have you heard that? Yeah, you gotta check out that. That's my song right now. I bet the neighbors know my name. Because you be screaming, scratching, yelling. I bet the neighbors know my name. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, letting me run that little mouth. You know I'm a motor mouth, so I'm going to kick back, and I love you forever.
Wonderful. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you and the support.
Oh, no problem. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Until next time, okay. You have a good night.
Okay, you too.
All right, you guys. Stay tuned and definitely stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Nah, 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 come on.
I was over here way too much enjoying that, you guys. But anyway, we have to bring this train ride to a close here. It's been a great evening. I want to just thank all of the people who called in this evening, from Denisha to Courtney Smith to Sunny. It has been excellent. And if you guys are in the St. Louis area, you definitely want to check out DJGiveBack.com, a wonderful community service for the youth after-school program. So you definitely check that out if you're in the dance world or music world or in arts, period. Check them out, see what they have going on. They can always be a good look. You might even be able to volunteer there. I would dance that last track, to be honest with you guys. Anyhow, also, guys, check out Tea Time, my video blog on YouTube /TheOneTangelo, TEANGELO. New videos have been posted and continue to be posted. I recently posted a video of me performing at a Christmas party this past season, so definitely check that out, EOTMTV.com, always having new postings going up. We have a couple of things in post-production, about 5 or 6 videos, so you guys have to stay tuned. Be sure to lock in your internet to Blog Talk Radio. If you are now a new fan of EOTM, as Sunny has said, well, thank you so much. Until next time, you guys, check me out next Thursday, April 7th at 8 p.m. I'm your boy, TM, and I'll leave you with this. Dance as though no one is watching. Just live.